Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, March 27, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, The Spy Who Loved Me novel. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive into the enthralling world of Wikipedia articles. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're going to explore one of Ian Fleming's most captivating works, The Spy Who Loved Me. This is not just any James Bond novel. It happens to be a rather unique and somewhat controversial entry in the Bond series. So buckle up for an exciting 5-minute journey into espionage, literature, and imagination. Now, let's set the scene. It's the early 1960s, a time when the Cold War is in full swing, and Ian Fleming's James Bond novels are gaining immense popularity. Amidst this backdrop, Fleming publishes The Spy Who Loved Me, the 9th book in the Bond series, in 1962. However, what makes this particular novel stand out is its narration. Indeed, the story is uniquely told from a first-person perspective by a woman, the titular spy's love interest, Vivienne Michel. At this point, you might be wondering, why did Ian Fleming decide to write The Spy Who Loved Me from the viewpoint of a female lead? It's quite fascinating, because Fleming was exploring uncharted territory by doing so. His attempt to humanize Bond through another character's eyes offered readers a fresh take on the renowned secret agent. Unfortunately, the reception was not entirely positive. Many readers and critics did not welcome the shift in narration, as they felt it deviated too far from the established Bond formula. Interestingly, Fleming himself didn't seem fully content with the outcome. According to sources, he requested only 1,500 copies be printed, and even stipulated that no reprints should occur in his lifetime. It's reported that he considered the story as an experimental piece that ultimately didn't resonate as he had hoped. This begs the question, was Fleming attempting to address or critique certain tropes known in spy fiction, and did his experimentation perhaps serve as a precursor to more narratively complex genre stories? It's quite fascinating how this novel challenges readers to reflect on their perceptions of James Bond. Vivienne Michel recounts her life leading up to her perilous encounters in a remote motel in the Adirondacks. Her interactions with Bond are minimal, as he only appears in the last third of the book, a decision that subverts typical Bond story expectations. What if more authors today took this route, giving supporting characters room to narrate their own stories? How might this change how we engage with familiar narratives in our media? The gap between reception then and now is another intriguing angle to consider. While The Spy Who Loved Me wasn't initially well received, it has garnered a sort of cult status among a niche group of Bond enthusiasts. You might ask, does the evolution in its reception reflect broader changes in societal attitudes towards storytelling and narrative diversity? It's worth pondering if modern audiences, with a greater appreciation for multifaceted narratives, might see this obscure gem in a different light. This brings us to a notable adaptation of the story. The Roger Moore film of the same name, released in 1977, shares only the title with the novel. The film writers and producers opted for a completely different plot involving nuclear threats and sea-based action sequences. This divergence shows how filmmakers felt the need to align Bond's portrayal with more commercially viable action storytelling, rather than risk alienating audiences with a more contemplative approach. Perhaps that's a point of reflection for all of us. How do commercial and artistic interpretations of stories influence our perception of iconic characters? Is there a piece of literature or a film you can think of where a change in medium significantly altered its impact or meaning? So, dear listeners, as we wrap up today's episode, I encourage you to dive into the world of Ian Fleming's Bond, be it through the less traditional narrative of The Spy Who Loved Me or the adventurous films. Consider the multifaceted lenses through which we can experience familiar tales. Did Fleming anticipate the ripple effect his experimental approach might inspire across storytelling media in subsequent decades? Let's end with a call to action. I invite each of you to explore a Bond novel or film that you haven't yet experienced, or perhaps revisit The Spy Who Loved Me, with a newfound appreciation for its ambition and the risk-taking nature of its storytelling techniques. Who knows, you might just uncover elements you've never considered before. Thank you for tuning into Wikipedia. Join me next time as we unearth more hidden gems and spark insightful conversations. Until then, keep your curiosity ignited and your perspectives open.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, The Spy Who Loved Me novel. Thanks for listening. See you next time.